Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Big Bang Update from the Yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
The Angels are in position to end this losing streak. Swing and a miss, strike three. Say goodnight to the Orioles. The Angels break a five-game stead. Mike Trout kickstarted it, and the Halos win 7-4.
Yeah, some good offense throughout the game. Mike Trout leading off. It had to feel real good for Trout, number 377th of his career.
Angels Radio Network. That was Mike Trout's first leadoff at-bat, or at-bat to lead off the game since 2020. And he starts it off with a home run against Grayson Rodriguez. And then the hit parade began after that. Grayson gave up 11 hits. The first five hits were extra base hits. They said the first five were extra base hits. I didn't think one of those doubles that they called double was a double. I thought he advanced the second on the throw, personally. Okay. But they called it a double. They ended up calling that a double. I didn't agree with that.
Home score, kind of.
Probably so.
The interesting thing about last night, too, is like, what do they talk about in these closed-door meetings? If I'm the Angels, I'm having them one every single day. Every day.
They've had two of them, and both of them against the Baltimore Orioles at the loss.
They've come back and won the next game. Yeah. So, yeah, look, last night, Grayson obviously didn't have his best stuff.
He didn't have get trash.
Yeah, he was getting just lit up. I mean, there was hard contact after hard contact, barrel after barrel. By the way, I saw last night, Jose Abreu has zero barrels this year.
Really?
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you think it was a situation when maybe he was trying to throw too hard? And I asked that because with four and a third innings, that's what, 13 outs?
Yeah.
All right. So 13 of his outs were strikeouts. More than half of his outs were strikeouts. Seven of them, I should say.
Seven of 13. Effectively wild?
I mean, I just think maybe he was just the thing that got him to where he was last year and at the start of this year, when he came back up from AAA, he wasn't trying to strike everybody out. He was pitching. And last night, I wonder, maybe he got back to that, just trying to gas everybody, because they record 13 outs and seven of them strikeouts.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a chance that he came in with the same exact thing? Because he just faced him. You just saw him.
Right.
Did you come back in with the same game plan because it worked and they adjusted? Did you just not have it? Like you said, it felt like they almost knew it was coming that they hit so many balls that hard.
Right. Yeah, when they hit that hard, they know what's coming. Well, that could be it as well.
I mean, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things you could poke holes in. Maybe you just didn't have it for one night. But, I mean, you tip your cap, you move on to the next day. Is it time to send Kierstead back down? Sorry. I got to play into this with the whole Jackson Holiday thing. But
he was over four with three strikeouts.
Man, what are they? It's almost like it's so easy in AAA, and then you get here, and it's difficult. It's extremely difficult. You got to give these guys time, but I want to see more of them. Problematic, though, today they get another lefty, right? So,
yeah.
I believe it was another lefty, unless they switched
their
rotation.
It was to start off the series.
Yeah, because it was left, right, left. And then we were talking about how we probably wouldn't see Jackson Holiday as much. Tyler Anderson. He's a lefty, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of Andersons in the league. I always get them mixed up. But he was the one that was on the Tigers before, I believe. But anyway.
Gunnar Henderson, last night, another home run. I don't know if you saw, there's a rejoiner on MLB TV.
Mm-hmm.
MLB Network, I should say. And it's all about Gunnar Henderson. They're like, Gunnar Henderson, he's a savage. If he's my short. It was all the announcers on the network talking about Gunnar Henderson.
Can I peel back the curtain a little bit? Now, you listen to a lot of MLB radio.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I don't know if I'm talking out of turn.
No, it's cool.
So the couple years, and you've been doing this for a while, right? Right. You get, like, it's just one of the things you like to listen to. You're working for a team. You're staying on top of everything.
I got that package. Just to listen to MLB Network.
I don't know how long you've been doing it. I listen to a lot of MLB radio too.
Right. Probably since I got that truck, 2019. Okay.
So how much more are they talking about the Orioles now than they did?
A lot more.
And that's the
thing.
It's
ridiculous.
I was watching an MLB like preview show where there's all these great matchups. They could not stop talking about the Orioles. They were just talking about how Gunnar won Rookie of the Year, and now you really have to consider him for an MVP and how special he is. They're obviously talking about the strikeouts now with Jackson Holliday because he's a top prospect. And before you can even get into that, they call up Kierstead, and it's like, hey, what about this team? Because I almost screenshot the lineup on DraftKings last night because I thought it was so cool that everybody in that lineup was homegrown to an extent. You know, like you were looking.
Santander was Rule 5, but.
Yeah,
he came up here.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Outside like Ryan O'Hearn, Jorge Mateo, there's a handful of guys that weren't homegrown on this team,
right?
You know, like, and I just thought it was really cool last night to see how was it stacked. It was like Kowser, Westberg, Kierstead, Holliday. You know, like just seeing that in a row.
Well, last night the only two in the starting lineup that were not drafted by the Orioles were O'Hearn and Santander. But Santander, again, Rule 5
That's
guy.
Why I said kind of.
And so he kind of make him homegrown. And the game ended with everybody except Santander drafted because Mountcastle came in to play pinch hit and play first.
I just, the only reason I really want to point that out, and I think people already get it, is to understand how important it is that you keep Mike Elias in this front office together as much as you can. It's going to get picked apart and whether or not they want to leave. But you have to try to do everything. They've been amazing at drafting and developing.
Yeah.
And even look at Suarez and how the ticks and the miles per hour on his fastball went up since he joined the team in the minors. And now we're talking about him being in the rotation. And so far, he's been good. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. But, hey, I'm going to enjoy this ride.
Yeah.
Because I hate that I'm this guy, but I don't believe it. I don't believe what I've seen with Suarez just yet. I got to see it for couple of times.
No,
you know?
I'm with you. How can you believe?
I'm a realist. When I look at the numbers, I'm going, there's just not enough data, and I've seen this. How many times have we seen that story before where it just kind of, man, that was really cool while it lasted?
We've seen it with hitters.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Billy Ripken's first year, he batted over 300. Then the league caught up with him. He became a great defender. that's just how it is. I mean, we see that, you're right. We see that with pitchers before as well. But going back to MLB Network Radio, and I know it didn't happen last night, but Jim Duquette was laughing. He said, you know, you went and had a team meeting after the Orioles crushed you twice, and now you're having a team meeting again. I wouldn't keep having all these team meetings against the Orioles.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you may not look too smart. Now, of course, this was before the game and it actually worked, but my point is, the respect that they had because the other, it's not just Jim Duquette saying those things because he worked for the Orioles. Because the other, his co-host didn't work for the Orioles before. And he would say, yeah. And he'd start going hitter by hitter through this lineup. He said basically one of the things that I was saying to you, I don't know a lineup that's capable of doing all the things that this lineup can do. They lead the league in home runs. You have multiple guys that can steal bases. Multiple guys that are high OPS guys. He's just going, and he said the same thing I said. It's one of the most dangerous lineups in all of baseball.
Yeah.
I say the most dangerous lineup in the American League.
Well, I think once it gets set and some of these younger guys get their feet wet, cut their teeth a little bit, if you will, I agree with you. I think this lineup's going to be devastating. Like, I know when you look at the Dodgers lineup and you see the names, you know it because they paid for them.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the guys in your lineup have that type of potential. I'm not telling you we have a Shohei Ohtani. I'm not telling you we have a Freddie Freeman here. But what I'm saying is you have guys that across the board can kind of do it all. You can call them five tool if you want,
yep.
But you have power. You have speed. You know, they hit for average, even though I'm more concerned about the on-base percentage. They get on base is what I should say.
I think the only lineup from top to bottom is better than the Orioles or the Braves.
Fair enough. They're banged up now with Ozzie Albies being out.
But they'll be back. That lineup is ridiculous.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.